Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Yuma, Perek Zayin, all the way at the end of Halacha Aleph in the Oitzvah Tzuris Daf Zayin Mem Dalon Amud Aleph, about three lines in at the two dots with the quote from the Mishnah Mevarech Al Hashmoneh Brachos, and in the Oitzvah Tzuris Daf Zayin Mem Ches Amud Aleph, about a third of the way into the Amud. And today's Daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basim Yakim Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. The Mishnah had said that after the Kohen Gadol read from the Torah, he was Mevarech Shmoneh Brachos, eight brachos. So what does that mean? So Mark explains bracha number one was Ala Torah, and that means Habaycha B'Torah. That's after reading from Torah. Bracha number two is Ala Avoy. What does it mean, Al Avoida? So this is after saying the bracha of Ritzei, that we have an Arish Shmoyne Esrei, and he would conclude by saying, She'oischa nir v'navoid. Then bracha number three is Al Hayodaya. What does that mean? Hatov l'chal l'hoidois. That's our bracha of Maidim, and this is how he would conclude. Number four, Al Mechilas Ha'avoin, the bracha of Mechilas Ha'avoin, which is what we have as middle bracha of Shmoyne Esrei, of Yom Kippur Shmoyne Esrei, Moichavonis Am Yisrael Barachmim. Number five, Al Mikdash. This is a special tefillah he would say about the base of Mikdash, and he would conclude by saying, Habaycha Mikdash. And Vamrav Idri, he argues, he says he would conclude by saying, Hashaykh. Then he had a bracha al Yisrael, which he would down for Klal Yisrael, and he concluded by saying Abaycha b'Yisrael. And then he had a bracha that he would say al Kehanim, which is for the Kehanim, and he would conclude Abaycha b'Kehanim. And then we said in the Mishnah al Shar Tfila. What does that mean? He would say a general Tfila utchinu bakasha she'amcha Yisrael tzrichin livash al fanecha, that your nation Yisrael, they need to be saved from before you. Bracha to Hashem shemeat Tfila, and that's the eight brachas. And moving on to the Mishnah, we continue discussing the avoda of the Kohen Gadol, and here we get into a very detailed discussion of the continuation, because let's not forget that besides for the special kabbanis of Yom Kippur, namely the pyre and the soyer, that we spent many dafim explaining precisely how we did it with the shechita and the zrika and the kodesh kedashim and out and the heichal and on the mizbeach, so on and so forth. There's other kabbanis as well that had to be brought. The regular kabbanis are brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, and those had to be brought on Yom Kippur as well. And then there was also other special Yom Kippur kabbanis, not ones that had special zrikas hadam like the pyre and the soyer, but still special Yom Kippur kabbanis. As Mishnah continues telling us, Vim Vigdei Votz Kara, if he had read from the parshias in his Vigdei Votz in his linen garments, Kiddush Yad Raglov, he would do Kishu Dan Raglaim, Upashat, then he would remove the clothing, Yad Vatavot, he'd go down and immerse the mikvah, Alad Mistapik, come up and Jai Alf, have you like Big Day Zav, then they'd bring him his Big Day Zav, Velavish Kiddush Yad Raglov, then get dressed and do Kishu Dan Raglaim again, Yatzav Asa as Eloiv as El Ha'am, so pay attention to these karbanos that we just mentioned, then he would go out, which means he would go out into the Azara, and he would do his aisle, that's a ram, which is an Ayla, then the aisle of the nation, which is another ram, which is an Ayla for the nation, Vashivis Kvasim to Mimim, and the seven pure Kvasim, seven lambs that don't have a blemish. None of these karbanos had a blemish. It's just the pasuk calls them kvasim tamimim, and these are actually part of the karbon musaf that's brought on Yom Kippur. And you bring those as well at this point in time. The Rebbe Elazar's opinion. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva argues, and he says that no, im tamid shel shachar are you craven. These shiva kvasim tamimim, they were brought with the tamid shel shachar, the morning tamid, and upar ha'ayla, a par, which was an ayla, is another karbon that was part of the musaf that was also brought then with the tamid shel shachar. However, sar hanasa b'chutz, how you craven tamid shel ben arba'im, the sar hanasa b'chutz is another part of the karbon musaf that was brought with the afternoon Talmud. Now the mission continues. Kishad Raglov, he did Kishad Amraglayim, Pashat Yar Vitava, Olive and Stapog, he would get undressed, go down, immerse, come up, dry off. Maybe a little Big Day Lavan, they brought him his Big Day Lavan again. This isn't him switching back. Vlavish Kishad Raglov, he got dressed and did Kishad Amraglayim again. Nichas Loisi Zakavis Amachta, he went into the Kush Kedoshim to take out the Kaf and the Machta of the Ktyres that he had put there a while before. When he finished that, Kishad Raglov, he would once again do Kishad Amraglayim, Upashat Yar Vitava, Olive and Stapog, once again, get undressed, go down, immerse in the come up, dry off, have you a Big Day Zav, and then they'd bring his Big Day Zav again, Velavash Kishad Raglov, Gatras, do Kishadan Raglaim again. This was the last of his immersions in the mikvah, and the second to last of his Kishadan Raglaims. Then, Nichas Vekhtus Akhtiris, he would go into the Heichal and bring the Akhtiris that's brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, so he'd bring that Akhtiris, Vehitvus Aneiris, and then he'd prepare the Neiris and the Menorah. And over here is the last Kishadan Raglaim, Kishad Raglov, Upashat, he would do Kishadan Raglaim, and then take off the Big Day Zahav. He would not go into the mikvah because now he's just getting into regular clothing. Havila Big Day Atzmai, they bring him his own clothing, Vlavish, he would get dressed, Umlavanoy Sayyid Beisai, they'd escort him, accompany him to his house, Vyamtav Hayaisal Chalayavav, he would make a Yamtav for all of his loved ones, Bishashiyat, Bishalim, that he came out of the Kodesh Kedashim and he did everything Bishalim. Tagmar gets into very detailed discussion regarding when all these different karbanos were brought. Because remember, we have Shiva Kvasim Tamimim, seven Kvasim that were part of the Musaf. We also have a Chatas, which is part of the Musaf, then we also have a Par, which is part of the Musaf, and we have two Elim, his Isle, an Isle for the Yidin, and those were Eilis. So which one was done when? We had Machloikas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. Here we have another opinion in the Gemara. Amar Biachan, Rechan says, Zudi Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Kiva. This is what Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Kiva say. Aval de Racham, what did Racham say? Kulan ha yukrevim im Tamid shel ben Arba'im, meaning the two Elim and all the Musaf Karbonos were brought with the Tamid shel ben Arba'im. Now, even though we just said that that was the opinion of the Chachamim, and in the Mishnah it's clear that Rabbi Elazar does not hold like that, there's a Braisa that holds Rabbi Elazar holds like the Chachamim. And so now we discuss that Shita. That's what the Gemara tells us. Rabbi Chana says, Rabbi Yosef, Asa Rabbi Elazar holds like Beishamai. Bishamay, just like Bishamay says, Tadir, Makodesh, then when we have two different karbanos that have to be brought, one of them is Tadir, it's brought much more often, but one of them is much more Makodesh, much more holy. So which one is brought first? Makodesh Kadim, the Makodesh one comes first. So can Rabbi Lezer, I'm so too. Rabbi Lezer says, Tadir, Makodesh, when we have one that's Tadir, one that's Makodesh, Makodesh Kadim, the one that's more Makodesh, that comes first. Hey Chavidos, so how's that done in our case? Where do we see that? Avaidas Hayoim, Mikudashas, we have the Avaida of Yom Kippur, that's much more Makodesh, and Musfe Hayoim, Tadirin, the Musaf that's brought, that's more Tadir, because we know that Karbon Musaf is brought every Yontif. So which one do we bring first? Do we bring the Paran Sar of Yom Kippur, which we discussed extensively earlier in the Masechta, and the two Elim, which are also part of Yom Kippur Avaida, those are much more Kadosh, or do we bring the Musafim first? And the answer is, Avaida Hayoim, Kadosh Musfe Hayoim, the Avaida of the day, again, the Paran Sar and the two Elim, those come before the Musafim. Now we're going to explain Shitas Rabbi Akiva, who had said that the Shiva Kvasim Tamimim and the Par are brought with the Tamid Shal Shachar, and the Chatzis, which is part of the Musaf, that's brought with the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, and we just don't know when the two Elim are brought, according to Rabbi Akiva. So that's what the Gemara tells us. Par of Ayel, Shiva Kvasim Tamimim, Hayu Krivim Tamid Shal Shachar, the Par, Ayel, and Shiva Kvasim Tamimim are brought with the morning Tamid, and Vashar, the rest, Hayu Krivim Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, they're brought with the afternoon Tamid. Mem Talon Rabbeis on top, Rabbi Shem Ben Lakshamar, he explains, Tamidin Tanaya, what's the reason of the one who argues with this? That's in order to bring the carbon chatos of the Musaf along with the chatos of Yom Kippur and Ayla with the Ayla. So that's why the Tanu who argues with this splits it up. Now we have a different shita where Rabbi Kiva holds. Those that say the par which is part of the Musaf, the two Elim and the Shivas Kvasim Tamimim, Hayukrivim Tamim Shal Shachar, those are all brought with the morning Tamid, Bashar Hayukrivim Tamim Shal Bein Arbayim, and the rest, meaning the Sayer, which is part of the Musaf, that is brought with the Tamim Shal Bein Arbayim. And Vadein Tanaya, Chalik Avaidais, the other Tana who says that these should be split up. My time hall, what's the source for that? The answer is because the Pasuk says, V'yatzav Asas Eilas Ves Eilas Ha'am, and he should go out and do his Eilah and the Eilah of the nation. Namely, Ka'amar Be'inyin, this referring to the ones that were said earlier in the Pasuk, and Ma'amar Be'inyin, what was said in the Pasuk? Eilah Ve'el Ha'am, his Eil and the Eil of the nation. And so it seems pretty clear from the Pasuk that these were brought after the special Yom Kippur Kabanas, the Pyre and the Sire, and therefore they couldn't be brought with the Tamid Shal Shachar because the Tamid Shal Shachar was brought before the Pyre and Sire of Kippur. So therefore they had to be brought afterwards. So now the question is, why is it the Sire, which keep on saying was part of the Musafim of Yom Kippur, why was that brought with the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim and not brought with all the other Musafim that were brought with the Tamid Shal Shachar? So Rabban Bar Chiya explains, V'sar my taima, that's because the Pasuk tells us, Milvad Chatzis HaKippurim, besides the Chatzis HaKippurim. This is all the way at the end of the discussion of all the Yom Kippur Avodis. It says, Milvad Chatzis HaKippurim, and what does this tell us? Kvar Kadma Chatzis HaKippurim, V'chatzis HaKippurim, namely the one that was brought inside the Heichal and Kodesh Kedoshim that came before the one that was brought outside, the Musaf. That's why you see specifically that the Sire that was brought as a Musaf is brought later on separately from all the other Musafim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss all the order of the Karbonos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.